My guest at this time is nationally syndicated columnist David Limbaugh. His latest book is The Great Destroyer, Barack Obama's War on the Republic, and each chapter in the book looks at a different war that Mr. Limbaugh contends that the president is waging against different sectors of our society, including America as a whole, as well as the right, the war on the culture, and so forth. We talked about much of that in the previous part of our conversation. Now we'll turn to some of the bread-and-butter issues that will probably dominate much of the 2012 campaign, starting with the economy. David, you also have a couple of chapters in here, the war on the future, the war on the economy, and it's really just in the past couple of weeks that the president has brought out this latest argument on spending when he's obviously been well over $1 trillion in deficit each year since he took office, saying that spending under his watch has increased at the slowest rate since the Eisenhower administration. You obviously spend a lot of time in this book explaining why that can't possibly be true, but when you hear that, what do you think?
I think it's so shameless. First place, the way he does that is he starts out claiming that a lot of the final Bush year was actually Bush's deficit and is up to $1 trillion. A lot of that was Obama's, number one, and number two, a lot of it was TARP, which is paid back, and number three, it was an extraordinary year for Bush. Bush's average deficits were much lower. In the year 2007, Bush's deficit was $161 billion. Now imagine that. That's one-tenth of where Obama was in 2011. So if you start off at $1 trillion conveniently for Obama, an artificial year, then he says he's not increasing it. Well, let's look at the actual numbers. He's spending at over $1 trillion a year all 4 years, and then let's look at his final budget. He even when he's given the chalkboard, he doesn't propose that we reduce spending the next 10 years. He says $750 billion average deficit the next 10 years will add $7.6 trillion or $7.5 trillion to the national debt, at the same time as telling us he's not adding a penny to the national debt. The CBO rescores it, says it's not 760, it's 950 or whatever, almost $1 trillion a year, total of $9.6 trillion in the next 10 years. We can't sustain that. And when Paul Ryan is cross-examining Tim Geithner in Congress, Geithner claims he's kind of putting a Band-Aid on, stabilizing over the next 10 years, not increasing the debt. And Ryan doesn't challenge him on that, but the facts are that what I just said, he's growing the deficit and debt, $10 trillion over the next, almost $10 trillion over the next 10 years. But then after that, it really skyrockets, and Obama has done nothing to propose entitlement restructuring. He obstructs Ryan and the others and demagogues, says they're going after the poor and the seniors when Ryan's plan especially protects those groups. But we have $99.4 trillion in unfunded liabilities growing at the rate of $10 trillion a year, and Obama won't do anything about it and obstructs Republicans trying to do something about it. Ryan says we might have 2 to 3 year window to get this restructured and get this under control, or we go the way of Greece. And Obama just laughs, won't do anything about it, refused to even listen to his own fraudulently constructed bipartisan deficit commission. I mean, he is taking us over the cliff, and he's preventing the Republicans from putting on the brakes.
Both parties like to say, David, that energy independence is one of the keys to a stronger economy and certainly sustained economic growth and less dependence on nefarious regimes like Iran and so forth. You also have a chapter called The War on Oil, and you go after what you call the two biggest lies that Obama loves to tell, namely what's happened under his watch when it comes to domestic exploration and what the truth is concerning how much we actually have in our control in terms of natural resources.
Yeah, in addition to affirmatively conducting a war on oil, coal, natural gas, nuclear power, and he literally is. He's shutting everything down without scientific facts about the harm, imposing draconian CAFE standards, doubling almost the auto mileage requirement, which will put everybody in electric battery-powered cars that don't work, putting the coal industry out of business as he virtually promised he would do. And now he says that he's in, and you know about the Keystone Pipeline, of course, where unconscionably he's going to destroy what could have been 179,000 jobs by 2035. And he says, after all this, with the audacity, says that he's increasing oil production in his term, when in fact oil production on private lands has increased while oil over which he has no control, but oil production on public lands over which he does have control, oil and gas production is down 40%. It's only in the states and privately owned properties that oil production is increasing. So that's an outright lie that he knows. He's tried to stop drilling and all other types of exploration, shale oil. We've got 1.4 trillion potential barrels that are recoverable, more than anyone in the world, and we could power our cars, our passenger vehicles for some 430 years. I think it was the Heritage Foundation that said if we would go ahead and tap that unknown or untapped resource, but they've interposed a bogus environmental objection to that too. So in the other one, he claims that we consume way more than we should, and he distorts the figures now about how we consume 25% of the world's oil, and we only have 2% of the reserves. Well, we probably have 6% of the reserves, if you define it the way he does. If you define it the way it ought to be defined, we have way more than that. But we don't consume 25% of the world's oil reserves. We consume 25% of the world's oil output. Big difference. But we consume 22 to 25% of the world's output of everything. So it's no different. He's just trying to obfuscate and deceive and demonize the United States, saying it's consuming too much of the world's resources and trying to prevent us from being the primary producer of the world's resources, which redounds to our benefit and that of the rest of the world.
David, obviously this book is full of incredible information and just tremendous detail of every step this administration has taken on so many fronts, and we encourage folks to pick up a copy of The Great Destroyer. As a final question, though, just to sum it up, you mentioned the window Paul Ryan cited of 2 to 3 years. What do you envision if this president gets a second term?
Oh, man, I think he would treat that as a mandate to, I mean, he's cheated. You know, we didn't have a majority after 2010 to a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. So he went ahead and twisted arms and cheated and lied and promised executive orders on federal funding of abortion, all of that, all of which he's breached. But he promised the Nebraska kickback, Cornhusker kickback, and all that stuff, all that chicanery, double counting on Medicare and the doc fix, said we wouldn't change the relationship, the patient-doctor relationship, said people could keep their own employer. Turns out that Willis Group says they could keep their own plans. Turns out the Willis Group says only 30% of employers are going to be able to keep their own plan. And so I envision if he's reelected that the country is basically asking for bankruptcy and national suicide, and so I imagine that's where we'll go. But see, I do not believe that'll happen. Therefore, I'm not projecting a negative, pessimistic outlook. I think he will be resoundingly defeated. We saw what happened in Wisconsin, and we're going to continue to see. We saw what happened in 2010. As long as Mitt Romney adheres to principled conservatism and doesn't pander and grovel to the center on the false notion that you have to be somebody you aren't in order to be elected, we will win convincingly. That's my position.
David, fascinating stuff. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, sir, very much. Take care.
You too. David Limbaugh, author of The Great Destroyer, Barack Obama's War on the Republic. David is also a nationally syndicated columnist and best-selling author of a number of different titles, including Crimes Against Liberty, which is kind of the prequel to The Great Destroyer. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.